We're back from recess, and Jim, you had made a call. You have some information
just
for us?
Just a little bit. Jeff Hansen of Hansen's Tree Service, I just called him, and he's down here with his crews. And he had been listening to a few of our discussions and also talking to the City of Branson, talking to Hollister and all that. He wanted to point out that one of the things, if you have a debris field, even if it's green, you know, trees and brush, if it's greater than two acres or greater, you do need DNR permitting. So if, because I guess there's a site in Hollister that was volunteered to him just a few minutes ago, and that's why he texted me, was that requires a permit. So he has a facility that's permitted in Hollister. That's where he charges right now. I think his normal non-storm related green waste is $6 a yard. He's willing to do a proposal to the county substantially less than that, and so he'll be submitting a proposal in just the next few minutes. If we wanted to waive green waste drop off there for non-commercial haulers and we pick up the tab, that's something we can discuss. But we're going to get a proposal from him on that. But he's getting contacted by commercial haulers right now, and he's getting contacted by a bunch of people. Obviously, people are ready to clean up today, and they're looking for any answers. But what I'll do is get him to get us a written proposal, and then go from there. What other things would you like me to ask him to propose? Just a 7-day, you know, whatever I guess he can just propose what he wants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the information he had.
I want to jump back to one other issue very quickly, and that was the issue of non-insured, Chris. And I know that there is a statewide threshold that has to be made?
There are two thresholds, a county one and a statewide one.
And is the county one a percentage or is it a dollar amount?
It's a dollar amount per basin population.
Okay. I'm getting more and more information. I talked to one of the elected officials in the hallway. I've got a couple of texts. You know, we've made comments about we don't think we'll make that threshold. There are a number of people that were impacted in this crisis that don't have insurance. And, in fact, we need to keep that in mind because there's also a lot of people that will base their giving upon whether or not people had insurance. And quite frankly, I think that we may be sending the wrong message that we're really looking at a threshold and a percentage. There are a lot of people that were harmed in this event that don't have insurance coverage. I just wanted to make that point.
Ron, with that, FEMA is coming tomorrow to do a damage assessment. That's when they do their official damage assessment. So that's and I would imagine, you know, the other places, Buffalo and Lebanon, they were affected and all. They will probably, next few days, they will finish that up, and then we would know for sure if we as a county and we as a state would meet those two thresholds.
Okay. Let's go back to the debris field. And Mayor, could you join us for a second up here with Chris very quickly? We were talking about, rather freely without you being present, at least the recommendation that you had this morning regarding the current fairgrounds and property that the city's out the other side of town here. What all was involved in that proposal? As we're trying to sort through what all's going to be necessary, what all's going to be delivered, are you just talking about green? Are you just talking about trees? Are you talking about waste? Are you talking about someone picking up their home and bringing it in a pickup? Seriously, I mean, what can we chat about here?
Well, we already have an area where the Fair Board is burning the cedar waste from the lumber we're cutting down to expand the fairgrounds. So it seemed logical to me that would be a good, I believe DNR has already approved a burn permit for that area, so getting a burn permit should be really easy for vegetative debris and untreated lumber. Mm-hmm. So we could get rid of a lot of the debris that way. We could also set up an area, since nothing is really established up there, where we could put the metal, things like that, that could be recycled, and the recycler could come down and pick it up and hopefully give us some good money for it to help us offset our costs. And beyond that, I haven't thought of it, but I mean, that area is wide open. I'm open to any ideas as to how to use it to best solve the problems we're facing right now.
Chris, have you got some comments or questions about that? And Jim and Danny, do you also?
No, not really. The only thought that I have is security somehow. Number one, what people can dump, I mean, and it's really be 24 hours, I would think, what they can dump, and then that they don't, we pile all this pile of recycled materials up, and next morning they're all gone. I mean, somehow we need to address those issues.
That particular site, you only have like a couple of entrances there. One that comes back kind of through the subdivision, the other one's off the Birmingham Road, right?
Right, and Road and Bridge was going to go ahead and enhance the one off Birmingham Road.
Right, and we can address the security issues from one location or two there, Chris. If we could even close off the one that comes through the subdivision, it should be closed under these circumstances. The other thing is, as you mentioned, the metal or things that could be sold. Are you talking about you managing this field or facility, or was you looking at the county to assist and us share in that part of the debris field?
I was hoping that I could get some help from the county. I can have Chris Robertson or one of his people out there to work this, but I don't know that I have the resources to do that, so I would hope the county could help us out there.
We really appreciate it, Mr. Potter. It'll be a big step in the easing of the minds of the people that have that way of that live on this side of the county to have a place to consider start dumping, and many of the problems we have on the other end you're addressing now, so that really helps us. I really appreciate you
Randy, do we have a staff person or staff persons that are going to be able, do you think, at least in your judgment, to assist in this effort when the time comes? It's going to be on a limited basis. We're not going to do this forever.
We can coordinate with Chris Robertson and the mayor as far as personnel, what he's going to need. I do know that they bring in a tremendous amount of debris, and just our debris alone, what we're picking up off the right-of-ways, is going to create a tremendous pile. What I told Mayor Potter that we can assist him with some equipment, because it's going to be too much for just one backhoe to handle. So we're going to bring in a little bigger equipment to assist in that, and we'll have to have personnel to help with that.
How soon are we talking about this possibility?
I guess we could start putting wood there now. I need to file for a DNR permit, burn permit.
So we can't piggyback on the one that's there, obviously.
I don't believe we can piggyback. Okay. I can ask.
Right.
Okay, but if we can't, I talked to DNR yesterday, and they said just fax them the form and they'll process
right.
it.
We've got to work on an approach or an entrance in off of Birmingham, and that we can have happen. So once the site's designated, so.
Well, I'm with his conversation. What we're talking about, I'm willing to designate that site so you can get out there and get started with
okay. You've got to get the burn permit.
Well, you don't have to get the burn permit to stack it. Right?
No,
that's right.
No,
and you can move forward with that. Mm-hmm. On the radio, so people who are listening can say, we have direction on that.
And in the paper.
And in the paper, because, in the paper. Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow's Friday.
Right. Let's proceed with that. And do we need a motion to do that, or let's just proceed under emergency?
Well, and I think, Randy, you can just manage the personnel, so I think we don't need a motion on that. So as long as we've designated this spot and all that. So can you
as far as times and hours, I mean, that's going to be up to them. We can coordinate with them if they want to set the time so the public will know when.
Well, if we just set it similar to the transfer station, 8 to 5, it makes it real common that way.
Yeah.
Let's just say 8 to 5.
Why don't we put a motion so that it hits the press that way, that in collaboration with the city of Forsyth, Payne County's moving forward to designate a specific site
Motion.
Effective immediately. But
kind of what I was getting at. I mean, people are going to want to start cleaning up. Are we going to man this also on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday? I mean,
Saturday for sure.
Saturday for sure.
Because that's the same what we did. I mean, we got to do it on Saturday. And right, then okay. And Sunday, I think, is what we got to decide. Mr. Stottle's checking to see what on the other.
Nobody there yet.
Okay.
But it's a little different, the transfer station, from this site because we're using right. different personnel. Potentially.
Well, I'm just thinking of consistency, but yeah, are we want to do it Sunday also?
I think because of the cleanup, I would like to do it for a couple of weeks for sure.
Okay.
Because of.
And including Sunday this weekend?
Yeah, I'm talking about this weekend and.
Next weekend?
Let's just say through the month of March.
Well, that's a long Sunday. Time.
Yeah. And that, I don't know what the impact on overtime with my guys.
Why don't we do that for
two? Let's just go through
two weeks.
Let's do it through the 11th, which is two Sundays.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll move that we. How do you want to word the motion?
In collaboration with the city of Forsyth.
Write down.
Tinney County has agreed to designate. What is the site officially called?
Shoals Bend Park.
Shoals Bend Park. Go ahead.
I mean, as a designated debris. Site operating hours of 8 to 5 Monday or 7 days a week through Sunday, March 11th, through and including March 11th.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded that in collaboration with the city of Forsyth, Taney County has agreed to designate Shoals Bend
Park
as an official site.
Debris site.
In reaction to the recent tornadic event. Discussion? I'm sorry, go ahead, Chris.
Is this all debris? Or
yes,
is this vegetation?
That's just what he get through saying.
Well, household waste, and that I don't know.
No, not household waste, but debris.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Storm-related debris.
Storm-related debris, right.
Right.
So that roofing materials and all that stuff.
I guess so. I mean, I don't know. We're not going to be burning it. We can be hauling it from that, but it right. gives them a location to take it.
Right. Centralized location. Makes it easier for us.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Let the record also show that we are looking for other sites to designate as the same, and we'll be working with the city of Branson in hopefully in a collaborative effort to address their immediate concerns.
I would think if you do that side, that would also lessen the impact on the transfer station by doing this.
Mm-hmm.
By doing this side, that will lessen the impact on the transfer station for debris.
I hope it does.
Well, I believe that will be the case, but I think that given the fact of what's happened in Branson and in Mount Branson, there is so much there that it's just incredible.
Just can I go back to one thing? One of the proposals that Hanson's Tree Service is working on is bringing in their large grinder, setting it up in a parking lot where they could grind 2x4s, 4x4s, and up to 6x6, along as well as, and it could separate nails. It spits nails out. It's a big setup. They can do it as cheaper than the designated space. The question is, what would we do with the mulch at that point? But they could set up and just have a grinding point where people just drive it to a spot on an asphalt parking lot and a big pile of debris.
Scott, that treated lumber mulch is not worth anything, is it? Can't use it.
And that's just for the decking side of it. Right, and that's, I mean, that doesn't include the treated lumber, but the nails aren't an issue because they can mulch that. Should he come up with a proposal for that too?
Well, I think we ought to look at every proposal that anyone wants to offer.
Because that's how I'm reading text back and forth. That's what he just said, you want me to be specific about hauling, and I said, give it both ways. Do we haul the mulch or do you haul the mulch? And so I've asked that proposal that way too. So I guess we're waiting for Sunday discussion at the transfer station, and we're we're also waiting on a proposal for a second debris site in Branson. I think, I mean, this is my opinion, Chris, you have enough information to get to the radio stations and then have a conversation with the city of Branson real fast so they know what
we're doing. So, yeah, what is it you want me to tell Branson? That if they want to do their own field, that's okay, but we're not doing one?
At this point, we don't have a solution for a debris field because
we don't have a site yet. They have a site. Let them get started.
If they want to do it.
If they want to do it.
But
if they commercial haulers need us to haul it all the way to the landfill.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Makes good sense.
And David, you're working with
Saturday afternoon. They will stay open so I can haul it up there and Sunday.
They will do it Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
Now go ahead, David.
Just this week on the Sunday.
Well, I was hoping to do it two Sundays.
Well, we've only agreed on that free hauling through Monday.
So let's just do it this weekend and see what the load's like if we can.
Yeah.
So I'm going to move that we open the transfer station between 8 and 5 on Sunday, March 4th.
Second.
Is that a debate over which day it is?
No, I just pulled my calendar. I was looking, I was like, third, fourth.
Fourth and second, he said. Motion's been made and seconded to, yes, it was a joke,
okay,
to designate, or to keep the transfer station open Sunday, March 4th, from
8 to 5. Oh. Right, we already did that motion.
From 8 to 5 on Sunday. I think we've already made the motion on Saturday, but it would be the same hours.
Right.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you, David.
Okay, so David, you're going to have the commercial haulers with storm damage stuff. They can't come to our transfer station. You're going to let them know that, right? No storm damage from commercial haulers. I mean, that's what we're saying.
For how long?
If it's storm damage, no storm damage.
Period.
Period. I mean, we just can't handle the volume. We're busy enough. There's a lot of individual housing.
We still have to resolve one question that's left unresolved, even though we're telling Branson through Chris that we need to find a solution. City of Branson suggested on that phone call that I just stuck my head in for 15 seconds that they have a staging field and they're ready to move forward with that and take storm debris if the county will handle it. And that's how I understand that the county would be responsible for handling it 100%. And we need to have that discussion, whether or not that's going to be the case.
We can't do it 100%.
Well, let's get that information out, get a proposal from our two companies that are trying to propose things, and so we can come back and have that answer. But my biggest thing is commercial haulers are charging already for dumpsters. They can just take it all the way to the end site. That doesn't stop the cleanup efforts commercially. Individually, we've addressed it. What we haven't addressed in the Branson side is where does the brush go right now? And that's what we're working on with either a county site or we go to work with Hanson's or something like that. And we're working on proposals on that.
And we're going to get a proposal today from another company through, I think, Allied Waste, that is telling us that they are willing to bring a number of
trucks
in here to haul this off, everything,
okay,
and deal with it themselves. But obviously that has a cost attached to it. We don't know what that cost will be, but we're going to look at that today.
Okay. May I be excused? I got another meeting.
Thank you, Chris.
You'll let them know?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, very much. Go ahead. Let us stand in recess for just a couple of minutes. Is that all right?
Yes.